Whenever a North Korean is asked by a foreign journalist or visitor what life is like inside North Korea, the reply is that the country's citizens live in an earthly paradise for one reason: the care given to them by the supreme leader. He is their father and provider. They lack for nothing, nor do they desire anything else. The supreme leader makes sure they are totally happy. Just like the Heavenly Father in Christianity, it is the living head of the Kim family that makes everything possible in North Korea. This is a total lie. Except for the super elites, who are bound inextricably with the regime, including the creme de la creme of the party, armed forces, security agencies, and hard currency-making enterprises, the vast majority of North Koreans must fend for themselves. Life was not always like this in North Korea. While it's impossible to imagine today, North Korea had a higher GDP than South Korea until the early 1970s. In 2017, South Korea's GDP was $1.5 trillion, whereas North Korea's was $33 billion. Per capita GDP was $30,000 and $1,300, respectively. Still, North Koreans are routinely told that South Korea is filled with beggars, and only a tiny percentage of corrupt capitalists live well. The rest of the population ekes out the barest of livings in squalid conditions. Because the country is a stooge of the American imperialists, South Korean women are constantly raped by American soldiers, Pyongyang's propagandists claim, and the people are yearning for liberation by North Korea. Even the government-funded Russian International Television Network, RT, which has prided itself as a mouthpiece of the Putin regime, believes that North Korean propaganda has gone a step too far. A 2017 RT documentary called "The Happiest People on Earth, North Korea, The Rulers, The People, and the Official Narrative" offers the outside world a peek into the nation. A factory manager recounts her emotions when Kim Jong-un made an on-site inspection visit in January 2016. "When the great marshal Kim Jong-un opened the doors and walked in, we beheld his son-like image. It was like a dream, as if I was the only one who enjoyed this great honor," she continues with a straight face. "The entire factory and workshop filled with sunlight when the great marshal arrived." The film crew captures a scene of students studying in the famous Kim Chaek University of Technology. Since most North Korean men have to spend 10 years in the army before they can enroll at a university, male students at Kim Chaek are typically in their late 20s or early 30s. One student says, "Thanks to the great leader and the Marshal General's revolutionary course, our country became the strongest country in the world." With a big smile, the student goes on to say, "All stooges who dare attack our sovereignty are our enemies."
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.